Well, Brittany, how cool is it that Post Time is entered in the Maryland Million Classic?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, you know, obviously being a Maryland bred and being bifrosted, you know, we weren't sure if he'd be able to get in the race, but the fact that he has, we're super excited, and I'm really excited for Ellen. She's had a lot of good horses over the years, and you know, I think back a couple years ago when she probably had Cordmaker and he didn't get in. So I hope it's a good thing.
And it's so exciting when Ellen's in the winner's circle. I remember Flash Phelps was so popular and had such great days on Maryland Million Day, and nothing you could plan for because it was kind of out of your control, but so neat that you're able to get in.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we just had him in New York last weekend and ran because, you know, of course you would love to plan for this and train for this, but you don't know who's going in and if you're going to be lucky enough to get in. So I mean, look, he's good here, and he came out of that last one good, so we're going to take a swing.
Yeah, how is he coming out of that? Because I know you were in Saratoga earlier in the Whitney, and now coming out of another big narrow race, the Woodward. What's he like coming into the Maryland Million?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, his energy level always seems to stay pretty good, and you know, how do I want to say it? When he ran up in New York, things just didn't set up for him. I think he ran his race in a sense, but you know what? It wasn't a tough effort on him either, if that makes sense. So I feel fine about coming back in 2 weeks because, look, he's really good here.
And what's it like for you, for your racing operation, to be involved in the Maryland Million? You know, Bacerati had that exciting win last year. What does it mean for you, not only for your current clients, but maybe building with clients when they see you here on Maryland's Day at the Races?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, people tune in and they watch it. And, I mean, a lot of people are here and, you know, a lot of our friends and you know, clients, and it's just a big day. It's a big deal, and especially for the big race, you know, in the classic. So it's just fun to have a horse, and obviously a very live horse, and that always helps. So I mean, it's a big deal, and you know, you just hope that everything goes well through the week, and you get there, and they show up on the day.
What does it mean for you guys to be involved in Maryland Million, to have good horses like Post Time for your operation?
I mean, it's huge because, like, I look back to the start of my career with Hello Beautiful, and, like, you couldn't have – I mean, that was like a fairy tale, really. Like, how do you get a horse like that and win, you know, multiple Maryland Millions? So you just wonder if you're going to get back with a good horse. You just don't know. I mean, you go every year and you try and find these horses, or people send you horses, and you don't know who's going to be good enough to try on the day. And, you know, to have a horse – again, like him, to be lucky to get in is huge.
Well, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.